We'll beat Argentina and Brazil after we take our pills. Footy ball, ooh. Footy ball, ooh. We lovey they footy ball. We can play a they footy ball so well. We will weenie the World Cup. South Africa, FIFA 2010. Yo, 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 it's FIFA 2010. We will beat them again and again. We so brilliant at the World Cup, at the football, yeah, yeah, yeah. We got awesome players like Damien Alpachuzu. Forget Kaka, Messi, Drogba, Wayne, Rooney too. We rock at the footy ball. We're the new kings of footy ball. Footy ball, ooh. Footy ball, ooh. We lovey they footy ball. We can play they footy ball so welly. We will win the World Cup. South Africa, FIFA 2010. We'll beat England and France and perform our awesome victory dance. We'll beat Italy and Germany and sing this very song in harmony. Footy ball, ooh. Footy ball, ooh. We lovey they footy ball. We can play they footy ball so welly. We will winny the World Cup. South Africa, FIFA 2010. I am the Apollinator. I rock at the theater, the big footy amphitheater. Anyone else in footy ball should hate me. Footy ball, ooh. Footy ball, ooh.
The Jimmy and Luke Show.
I rock Marina.
Wait, what episode is this again?
It's such a terrible movie.
The show is awful.
Broadcasting live across the internet, this is the final season of The Jimmy and Luke Show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to JL 233. We're in the Mike-mobile with Michael and Owen. Owen, what have you been up to today?
I got a haircut. Yeah. Chill, boozy.
Okay. He doesn't even say that anymore. He just goes, gothy. Like, earlier on, we were sitting at the bench. This morning, we were sitting in the bench upstairs, right? And he was there with all of his cool friends. And I just knew that he wasn't going to respond if I asked him a question. And I was like...
Well, it's hilarious. You were just sitting there.
That's the worst situation ever. The only person...
That's what I'm in every day.
Can you delete... Podcast. I just paused it for a minute, you know. So, everybody, we open today's episode with my great, excellent song, Footy Ball. Both you guys have listened to Footy Ball now. Give me your reviews. Snapchat. From Barra. Tell me about Footy Ball. What do you think about it?
I listened to 4 seconds of it and I turned it off.
Wait, did you actually listen to the whole thing?
No.
But it gets better. Mike, would you not agree that it's worth listening to the whole thing?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, because at the end it gets really good. Like,
yeah.
What you doing in town?
Fuck off, mind your own business.
Reply for me,
say fuck off, mind your own business, Barra. That's what I...
Barra's the
best. We all
it's
love him.
Hit me now,
oh, Christ, that's all.
Wait, what?
His haircut.
He got a haircut?
Shane's haircut.
Oh, Shane's haircut. Oh, yeah.
I never know that Barra's again. Christ, that's all.
Anyway.
Mine is terrible, yeah. I've gone to the same one since I was 1 year ago.
Mike, the Snapchats I took on the way in, they didn't send, but I saved them on your phone, so you're gonna have to send them to me.
What's that?
The Snapchats I took on the way in didn't send, but I saved them on your phone, so you're going to have to send them to me on Facebook.
Or something. Coke and hookers, is that all right?
What?
Is that all right? Is that an acceptable response?
What is?
Coke and hookers.
Coke and hookers, yeah. That's
of course it's acceptable response. It's not his mom, like.
Even if it was my
mom. And even if it was, that's
she
perfectly.
Just oh, that's nice.
I'm going to add on a few people.
I've added everybody that needs to be added. Mupta Fook and all them.
And Bernie.
And Bernie.
I haven't.
Bernie's stories are terrible. Bernie's stories are so bad. They're just.
I don't think his marketing people get the whole point of Snapchat.
No, they don't know. Hillary's do. Hillary's. Like, Hillary's Snapchat, it irritates me because everything about Hillary's campaign irritates me. Because it's all, like, pink and just like, we're up for equality. Go transgender! And it's like, Hillary voted against gay marriage 4 times. Anyway.
No! No! You're gonna make me into an aggressive driver.
That's all I didn't
say. Oh,
shit. You got a message or something.
Hey everybody, welcome to JL episode 232. I'm here in the Mike Mobile with Michael and Shane. Hey guys. So we just recorded a really long episode of the show here in the car, but Michael and Shane said some pretty dodgy things about some close friends of ours. So it would actually have been too much effort for me to...
Michael's reputation that has been destroyed.
Although
you guys were just making fun of me.
So I'll make a compromise. I will release that episode on the Patreon. Say Fanta's 1 year donation expires next week, so he will no longer be able to access it.
I thought you deleted that episode right there.
Yeah, we started a new one.
Yeah, but you haven't deleted the old one.
Oh, of course not, no. Oh, maybe I did. Oh, no, maybe I did, actually. I honestly can't remember. I'll check when I get home.
I'm not going to delete it,
but I won't put it online. Ever.
Why would you not delete it?
Except on the Patreon.
Now, don't be numb, come on.
So donate 5 euro.
Open the door, you're
so,
okay.
So.
Every car has a back windscreen.
Yeah, mine does.
Mine does. My dad's and my mom's cars don't.
Mine does, and my car's...
Never seen a car.
Wait, you're saying your mom and dad's cars don't have back windscreen wipers? Because my car is literally...
My dad's car is a saloon, and my mom's car is...
Because our car is literally the biggest piece of shit you'd ever see, and it has back windscreen wipers.
Does a Lamborghini have a back windscreen wiper?
I've never seen a Lamborghini.
Is a
Lamborghini a piece of shit?
Really? The full Eno. Look, it's funny, because they gave him a nickname.
Have you deleted that yet?
I can't delete it while this one's recording. I'll delete it before I get out of the car, I promise.
We actually didn't say it. It was just you. E2 just making fun.
And sure, we'll always have the video.
I'll delete the video.
I know, the video mostly wasn't... I'm not going to...
Yeah, it was after.
The video was after.
Alright,
I'm recording, so don't say anything that I'll have to delete.
Can we go back to Francesca instead?
So guys, that's the thing, it's me a lot of the time. Anyway, come on, move on.
But recently.
Back on. Alright, guys, to tell the listeners about what we did today.
Studied
for 5 hours.
Oh, for God's sake. That sounds so boring. I'm so glad I wasn't. Oh, wait, I was there. Actually, it's so not that bad, though. It's not that bad. I wish it was on all year.
But it's the whole notion that you're actually stuck in.
Yeah, yeah. But it makes the rest of the day a lot nicer.
It doesn't really, because it makes me feel like today is Friday. And then when I wake up tomorrow, I think it's Saturday. And when I wake up the day after, and I think it's Sunday, but it's Monday, and I have to go to school.
But see, I hate Sunday. Sunday for me is like this nasty thing in the middle of the week that I just want to get out of the way. So when Sunday feels like a Saturday, because Saturday has felt like a Friday, then we get to skip Sunday and go straight from Saturday to Monday. That's the perfect week. That's how I feel.
How's your life revolve around school?
My life revolves around the need for my future to not have anything to do with school.
Shane, your Sunday is all sports and stuff, whereas in Sunday and me, it's just like going somewhere else while my parents watch sports. So it's horrible. Whereas, yeah, so it's like Sunday, I like skipping Sundays.
At least you have people to talk to on the internet.
I just talked to you.
Yeah, just take over the chat and just make fun of me.
No, we won't.
I rarely talk.
Once this car journey is over, that's the end of it.
I rarely.
I actually feel good about it.
No, I don't mind.
You see, the reason I wish you'd drop Shane off first is because you guys are going to say terrible things about me once I'm out of the car.
Not at all. We never say terrible things.
Like last week.
Last week, what did we say? I didn't say it. That was Shane taking the piss.
That was just me put something in the chat group.
I mean, if we drop Shane off first, like, we wouldn't mention you again, Shane, until we got back to my house.
I'm actually insulted by that.
Like, we mock Dobie a lot, but we never talk about you. Because no one has a bad word to say about you. Even when you're mocking Michael for his various philanderings.
What do you mean my philanderings? I have reasonable cause.
Real or otherwise. I was doing some quality economics short questions there today.
Insert picture of Richard.
Oh yeah, I'm going to make a poster today for the sequel to Speed Mess. It's called Two Speed, Two Mess. And Richard asked to be on it somewhere, so...
Put the ice cream bottle.
How many people? Oh, absolutely. But I don't know who else I'm going to put in it. People who would find Speed Mess funny.
I don't know.
Speed Mess. You realize we now have like a 5-minute episode. That's unacceptable. So I'll just glue
this
on.
There's no episode.
There's none. So I'll just glue this on.
So honest to God, from no one, you're not allowed to record without our permission. All right.
I'm going to glue this on at the. Then, okay,
God,
we have 18 episodes
there
of the show
future
left.
Employers who
there's
have
like
internet people. Who
track
me down.
There are. Come on, your name is Shane Kelly. It's not that easy to track you down on the internet.
No, but they see me. If I'm ever tagged in one JL show thing ever,
you know you won't.
That's my life.
Really. I don't. I never tag you and stuff. But like the, we have like 18 episodes of the show left. Like 5 or 6 of them are just going to be like best of clip shows.
So why are you in the rush to do them? We've like 3 months.
I know we don't though, because I'm not going to do any the week before the mocks, the week of the mocks.
Why wouldn't you?
Because editing them and uploading them takes me an hour, like half hour. I don't want to be spending a half hour on the computer. I just feel guilty doing it.
No, I mean you can record them and then upload like 5 a week.
I guess that's still a lot of effort though. Anyway. Do you know where my street is, yes?
Yes, I do.
Oh, great. Oh, it's like having a personal chauffeur. It's so great. You're too good to us, Michael.
I've actually gone through so much fuel today.
Oh, no.
I had over a quarter of a tank. Now I have less than a quarter.
No.
Not
very good driver. You're so good to us.
I'm not really, no. Well, not bad, but...
Okay. Oh yes. I will not forget that my bag is in the back of the car. All right, everybody. More pod right now.
1949. I didn't even see that.
No, Dev was still present. Taoiseach in 1949. He was Taoiseach until 59.
Oh, well, that was all about Irish.
Hunt for the Hulk. Exclusive.
Oh,
Shop
my
Girls Mask.
My ass is yesterday. It was the GPO, the army.
Yeah. It was like Shop Girls Mask. Raider Terror.
Sorry, what's wrong, Mike? I remember doing that.
You see, what we did in primary school, we did it from the Protestant perspective.
I find this really weird, though.
Nasty Catholic thugs were throwing pipe bombs at our wonderful Orange Order.
That's such a distinctive face. How could anyone miss it? It's all blotchy and stuff.
The search is on for a thug wearing a... Wait, who is that guy? And why was he standing in front of the...
That's obviously one of them.
He got it.
Wait, to the Hulk. But he's not wearing a mask. To the Hulk.
Yeah, but maybe he didn't want to be fucking...
Oh, the Hulk probably had a knife in her back. Actually.
Yeah, it's a guy.
Oh, God, look at him there. That's actually a scary photo. They should have used that as the big photo.
That's wasn't good.
Dementor.
That's far...
Hunt for the Dementor. Yeah.
That's far more threatening than the photo of him as the Hulk.
Okay.
This whole story scares the shit out of me, though. I don't want the Hulk coming into our school.
Hello, kid.
Alright, if you brought it out, like, give me a fucking hoodie. You'd be like, get
out. Yeah, exactly.
I'm the Hulk. He's in Cardiff, like, give me your pork. No, I can't do Dublin. I can only do really good pork.
You can't even do pork.
No. And now, give me your Hulk mask, boy.
Give me a Hulk mask, boy. I'm putting it on.
Give me a Hulk mask, boy. Coming back down from Leitrim. Look up, yeah.
It's very forced.
Our photographs.
Bro, show me the phone now, yeah?
Our photographs show.
So, like, what are you doing with that, so?
Our photographs show the brute and a second raider. Oh, the second raider. Raider. Holding 3 female staff and a security guard at gunpoint.
I think the fact that
they had a gun is far more significant than the fact that he was wearing a Hulk mask. Jesus Christ, where do you get a gun from? Gun in Ireland should be the headline. Like, where do you get a gun outside of County Louth?
But, you know, hunt for the Hulk.
Good north.
They probably have him in jail already. The hunt part is just there because it's alliterative. The two masked hoods have been linked with a series of robberies. Store co-owner Damien Quinn said,
"The robbers didn't come Dublin."
Wait, do some Dublin for me so I can copy you.
What?
Do some Dublin for a minute. Do a dumb voice.
Say what?
Anything. Hunt for the Hulk.
Search is on for the Tupper and the children. Okay.
Store co-owner Damien Quinn said the robbers didn't care who was in the shop.
So
it was an awful experience for everyone. But now it's time for This Week in JL Show History. This Week in 2013.
You little string bean for boy.
This Week in 2013.
No, that's right.
Oh, crap.
What?
I said something bad.
What did you say?
I said...
All right, welcome to the show, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute. So, this week in 2012, it was like, this week in 2012 was our first. This week in 2012 was our first ever episode. We commemorated it on Monday with a special show that Michael and I recorded called Jimmy and I recorded called January 25th, 2012. This week in 2013, I'm trying to remember what the show would have been this week in 2013. It would have been like. The battle commences or something. I don't know. Anyway, I didn't get that far back this morning. This week in 2014, episode 95, Park Life. Join us as we discuss RoboCop nonstop, Beware the Horror Ghost poster,
and Ride Along.
This was like a month after Ride. This was like 2 weeks after Ride Along.
Oh, that's so close.
But RoboCop and Nonstop were both out. Also in 2014, we did episode 94, The Vow. Jimmy and Luke's 2-year anniversary has arrived. Join the gang as they discuss the first 2 years of the world's best podcast and prepare for episode 100. This week in 2014, it was episode 93, Beware the Censor Ghost. Now this is the one episode that a staff member of the school has listened to in full. Episode 93, Beware the Censor Ghost. JL 93 is here. Join us for another fun-filled episode. Sochi Winter Olympics are coming.
Wow.
Ty Burrell wins a Screen Actors Guild Award and is presented it by Josh Holloway. I got really excited about that.
Why?
Because I was at the time was writing a screenplay with those two actors in the lead roles, and then they were together, and I was like, what the fuck? They were in the same room. Beware the Horror Ghost is technically being censored by the Catholic Church. Now here's the problem with this episode. I titled the episode Beware the Censor Ghost when a certain person went googling Beware the Horror Ghost, he stumbled upon it, and then got to listen to me ranting for 20 minutes about him, about the school, and about the Catholic Church trying to censor our film. Which in fact wasn't happening. It was just him setting us up for the potential for that.
So what did the Catholic say?
He said to Kian, Lucian has some strong opinions.
Yeah.
This week in 2015, episode 1.
What did you actually say about him?
I don't think I mentioned him directly, but I talked about the issue he presented. You listen to it yourself. I know you won't. This week in 2015, episode 169, Old Scotland Patriots.
Haha, 69!
This was one of your first shows. It's like your third first. This is your third show. Special guests, Killian, Dara, and your mothers.
Join Luke, Owen, and Shane for the new episode of the JL Show! Talking Super Bowl X...
Oh, fuck,
49. Senator Chuck Grassley's hilarious tweets.
Remember Chuck Grassley?
The upcoming 2.5 Men finale, stupid school suspensions, the new brand of Percy Pig sweets, and Keane's national television appearance. And yes, we acknowledge that it's episode 169. Stop being so childish.
That's actually not a bad episode. It's pretty good. I'm going to go back, though. I want to find Chuck Grassley's tweet for you to read again.
I was going to make that immigrant's joke about being... What was it?
Immigrants made me sick, I guess. Remember last year I brought in Senator Chuck Grassley's tweet and you read it in a funny voice?
Oh. I don't remember anything.
You read it in like your sweetest voice that you just did.
Oh, yeah.
It was like... Here is dead. Do you remember that?
Just like... Battery is dead.
Here's Keane's national television appearance from a year ago.
Do you like my pretty poem? All of that knows me? That's really funny. That's really funny.
It is pretty funny. Who am I to speak, though?
Yeah.
Immigrants make me sick. My priority is... It's funny because it looks like he's on prime time. Like, you got RG1, he's sitting like this. It looks like he's on prime time.
What was it? A poem? Oh, that's not funny.
I want to find...
That one wasn't funny at all.
Where's Senator Chuck Grassley's tweet? Oh, have you seen this?
Harbo's horrible secret. Yeah,
it's a real book.
We have a book in our house called The Chocolate Cock.
All right, read
it. We have a book. It's about a rooster. That's why I made a chocolate, and then it melts.
Read this in your Swedish voice, like you did on the old Solid Patriots episode.
Fred tried for me. He said, "Shoes before New Year." Day he hits deer. Don't have to assume anything. He told me to dead. I wasn't wearing that night.
This is a U.S. senator who's like 10 seats away from the presidency.
What? Fred driving me. He said choose before New Year Day he hit deer. Jesus, is he illiterate? Don't have to assume anything. He told Deer Dead I wasn't with him that night.
Who told Deer Dead?
Why like that? I'm guessing that Fred is his chauffeur, right? Fred told him in the car. No. I'd say the story is that he's...
Why is he tweeting like that? Why is he doing that?
He's a senator. He's a senator for, like, I don't know, Arkansas?
Is he joking?
No. He's always tweeting shit like this. I'd say the story is that he was in the car with his chauffeur. His chauffeur is Fred. Fred told him a story about hitting a deer the Tuesday before New Year. Chuck Grassley was like, we don't have to assume anything. He told me the deer was dead. I wasn't with him that night. I'm guessing that the second half is supposed to be comedic, but it just doesn't seem that way. Like, he's like, I don't know.
Why doesn't he just type normally? It could have been a funny tweet.
We have tragic news to discuss from yesterday. Extravision is everywhere officially dead.
Battery is dead.
I thought it was just the Galway branch of the Extravision that were closing down, but then yesterday morning the High Court granted them a liquidation license. They are dead. The company has gone into insolvency. 526 staff have been laid off, and one of the favorite shops of my childhood is officially gone forever.
I made my final trip to Extravision on Tuesday afternoon. I took a photo of the doors. This is the final time anyone will ever see an open Extravision shop.
Wow.
I can't express how sad this is. This is like such a big part of my childhood gone. HMV's closing on Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Closing down on Saturday.
Yeah, because yeah,
every
doing in
like HMV, it says CDs.
Oh, the company's not shutting down. The Galway branch is shutting down. All the Irish branches.
Why?
Because they're going into receivership.
Okay. No one buys CDs.
They lost money at Christmas. No one bought DVDs at Christmas. It was a complete fuck off. They're destroyed. Huh?
Except for Barrett. He bought like 100 DVDs.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that guy is cool.
I bought like 3 DVDs. This stupid poster, but whose photo isn't, because I actually couldn't find it within my heart to put his photo on this poster. Even though both of Killian's women are on here.
I mean both of Killian's women.
Both of Killian's women, the women of Killian.
Oh right. Okay.
Past and present.
Oh wow. Okay.
I think it's actually a brilliant piece of design. They're hidden, you'd never notice them.
Why the fuck do you have Jack Clark on these? I don't fucking get it.
Because
that.
He had a big episode count last year.
So dull.
I don't care, he was on like 30 episodes last year, so I have to acknowledge him. He's been on more episodes.
Why did he use this picture of me?
Because I think it fits. It works. Your bottom is black and it blends in with the stuff. See? It's convenient for me to use. And your head sticks out on the other side to Callum. I think it looks cool, actually.
Yeah, clean. You should have a trench in there, though.
No, because I've never spoken to her and she's never been on the podcast.
Everyone in this
Susie room. Hasn't been on.
Yeah, I know. But actually, she was last week by mistake. But
Tell me. Whoa!
But no, that's a joke.
Why is Odin on this?
That's a private joke. Yeah, Odin's a mistake.
Lilu?
She's been on the
Dean?
Podcast. Dean is one of the podcast's highest episode counts.
Yeah, okay.
No, I mean, okay, Odin and James
Darren
Moore.
Darren wasn't on the podcast.
Sure, Odin and James Moore have never been on it, but... Wait, who'd you say? McLaren's been on the podcast.
No, this guy.
Which guy?
Darren?
Yeah, you're right, he hasn't. But he's very handsome.
That's a good... He's not very handsome at all!
This is the best part of the poster here, it actually is, yeah. It works really well.
Oh, God, I need to go.
All right, bye. Apprentice Boys of Derry. All right, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week, or actually we won't be. We might be on hiatus for a while. Maybe not. More pod for your
sponsors, Pornhub.
TheJLShow.com. And I hope you enjoyed footy ball. And now, finish closing us out. It's a special song from the soundtrack of High School Musical 3.
16 more minutes, get ready, game on! On the line, 16, 16, 16.
get it together. Yeah, pull up and shoot, score. Are you ready and you're with me? T, yeah. Shooting with the crossover. Tell me what are we here for?
To win.
Cause we know that we're the best team.
Oh, boys, come on, boys, come on.
The way we play tonight is what we leave behind. It all comes down to right now. It's up to us. So what are we gonna be? Get it inside, down low. In the paint, now shoot, score. We gotta work it together. Give me the ball, give me the ball, give me the ball. Fast break,
keep the ball in control.
Let it fly from downtown.
Three, more.
Show 'em we can do it better.
Go, go, go.
Come on, boys. The way we play tonight is what we leave behind. It all comes down to right now. It's up to us. So what are we gonna be?
Make it on,
yeah.
We gotta show what we're all about.
Together.
We're together.